堂听 class.com。
Model Test 5, Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Number 11. Is there a regular train service to Paris, aside from the additional one at 17:15 tomorrow?
Yes, there is a train every evening at 20:30 that gets to Paris at 23:20.
Question. When does the train usually leave for Paris every evening? Number 12. How much are these t-shirts?
The regular price is $20 each, but we've had it on sale since last week for $15. If you buy 2, it's $25 altogether.
Question. How much will the woman have to pay if she wants just 1 t-shirt? Number 13. Would you like a new hairstyle, or just keep it the way you have it now?
I want to have my hair cut short. Can you show me some new hairstyles?
Question. Where did this conversation take place?
Number 14. This room rents for $19 a week. This includes a weekly change of linen. You must provide the towels.
I'll take it. May I move in next week?
Question. Who do you think the relationship between the man and the woman is?
Number 15. What? No one could finish Professor Wang's assignment so soon?
But tell you the truth, I did.
Question. What has the woman done?
Number 16. Do you want a day course or an evening course?
Well, it would have to be an evening course since I have work during the day.
Question. What are they talking about? Number 17. I need a car this weekend, but mine has broken down.
I'm sorry to hear it, but you can always rent one if you have a license.
Question. What does the man mean?
Number 18. Hi, Jane. So glad to see you again.
Likewise. I remember the last time we met was 5 months ago at Mike's birthday party. How are you doing?
Question. What do we know about the speakers?
Now, you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Did you take these pictures? They're very good.
Yes, I think they turned out well, too. I like to take my camera with me wherever I go. That way, if I see something interesting, I can snap a picture of it.
Carrying a big camera around is too much trouble for me.
My camera is really small, though. Here, let me show you.
That is a compact camera. But you really must know a lot about photography to get such professional-looking results.
Not necessarily. This camera is simple to operate.
Does this model come with a flash attachment for indoor shots?
Better than that, it has a built-in electronic flash and focusing.
That's what I need. When I take pictures, they usually come out blurry because I don't adjust the lenses properly. And I hate photos that are out of focus. Is a camera like yours very expensive?
Less than you'd expect. Why don't you check the prices at Hatfield's down the street? This model was on sale there last week.
I think I will. It certainly won't hurt to take a look.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Number 19. As the conversation begins, what are the man and woman doing?
Number 20. Why doesn't the man carry a camera with him?
Number 21. According to the woman, what is one major advantage of the camera?
Number 22. What fails him?
Conversation 2. I've heard that you used to work for the BBC. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. I worked as a news journalist for the World Service, specializing in Africa.
Then how could you turn to become a dive master in the Seychelles?
As I've told you, I worked for the World Service in Africa. That was when I first had the opportunity to visit the Indian Ocean islands of Seychelles, Mauritius, Comoros, and Madagascar, even though I wasn't a diver then.
So over time, you developed an interest in diving, right?
Yes. Over a period of years, I fell in love with Seychelles, and by the time I came to live there, I was an obsessive diver.
Did you leave the BBC after you went to live in the Seychelles?
No. Diving became part of the reason I wanted to live there. But officially, I was on loan to the Seychelles Broadcasting Corporation from the BBC, helping to train the local radio and TV journalists.
What prompted you to come back to the UK then?
To be frank, I became bored of living on a small island. It was quite a stressful experience in many ways, and the BBC wanted me back.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Number 23. Why did the man go to Seychelles?
Number 24. What did the man do after he went to Seychelles?
Number 25. What is possibly the reason that the man went back to Britain? Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. Most people know what a hot dog is. It's a sausage in a roll. But do you know why it's called a hot dog? Well, the long red sausage, which goes into a hot dog, is called Frankfurter. It got its name from the German town Frankfurt. The sausages were very popular, but hot Frankfurters were difficult to sell in crowds. One man, Harry Stevens, had a job of feeding the crowds in baseball games. He had an idea. Why not put the Frankfurters in long, hot bread rolls? This made them easy to sell. The red hearts had a hot and attractive taste and became very popular. But in 1903, an American cartoonist drew a long German sausage dog in place of the Frankfurter. So a Frankfurter in a roll soon became known as a hot dog. It was a joke, but some people really thought the sausages contained dog meat. For a while, sales of hot dog fell, but not for long. Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Number 26. What is a Frankfurter?
Number 27. What was Harry Stevens' job?
Number 28. Why did the sales of hot dogs decrease for some time? Passage 2. Have you ever wondered how to get out of babysitting with your younger brother or sister? Keep on thinking. Maybe you can figure out a machine that will babysit for you. That's what a scientist, Dr. B.F. Skinner, has done. He has made a machine to look after babies. He calls this machine a baby box. The baby box is about as big as a small bed. It is enclosed by glass on the sides and on top. The bottom of the box is like the floor of a small bed. It is always the same temperature in the box. This means that in winter the baby never needs extra clothes or covers. Because the baby doesn't have to wear heavy clothes, it can move around freely. In summer, the baby never gets too hot. It is also less likely to get sick because there are no drafts in the box. In the box, the baby can't hear any outside noises, but you can always hear the baby if it cries. And taking care of the baby box is easy too. To clean it, you press a switch. The sheet on the bottom of the box rolls through until a clean sheet appears. To try out the baby box, Dr. Skinner used it on his baby daughter. He says she likes it very much. She plays in the box and sleeps in it, just as other children stay in small beds. She will use the baby box until she is about 3 years old. One question is this: when she finally leaves the baby box, how will she like our world of dirt and noise?
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you've just heard. Number 29. What can you do by pressing a switch?
Number 30. In summer, why does the baby never get too hot?
Number 31. What does baby sit probably mean? Passage 3. A great French writer has said that we should help everyone as much as we can, because we often need help ourselves. The small even can help the great. About this, he told the following story. An ant was drinking at a small river and fell in. She tried her best to reach the side, but she couldn't move at all. The poor ant got too tired, but was still doing her best when a bird saw her. With pity, the bird threw a piece of wood. With it, she reached the bank again. While she was resting and drying herself in the grass, she heard a man coming up. He was walking without shoes on his feet and carrying a gun in his hand. As soon as he saw the bird, he wished to kill her, and he would certainly do so. But the ant bit him in one of his feet just as he raised his gun to fire. He stopped to see what had bit him, and at that time the bird flew away at once. It was an animal much weaker and smaller than the bird herself that had saved her life. Questions 32 to 33 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Number 32. Why couldn't the ant reach the side when she fell in the river?
Number 33. What did the ant do when she was too tired?
Number 34. What does "we often need help ourselves" mean?
Number 35. Why does the writer tell the story? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Very few people can get a college degree before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old, earning an architecture degree. Now, at 11, Michael's working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, "I'm 11 and I've never been in love before." Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult because all of the equipment was too big for the thin 5-year-old student. He likes computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he is like every other kid.
Now this passage will be repeated.
Very few people can get a college degree before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old, earning an architecture degree. Now, at 11, Michael's working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, "I'm 11 and I've never been in love before." Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult because all of the equipment was too big for the thin 5-year-old student. He likes computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he is like every other kid.
Now this passage will be repeated again.
Very few people can get a college degree before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old, earning an architecture degree. Now, at 11, Michael's working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, I'm 11 and I've never been in love before. Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult because all of the equipment was too big for the thin 5-year-old student. He likes computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he is like every other kid.